Silent night? Not around here. At church, it's the busiest night of the year. It's a time to gather. It's a time to celebrate. It's a time to sing with great joy, joy to the world. Silent night? Not so much. You should have been here at the 4:30 service. Kids running around everywhere, crying, screaming, singing carols. Blue flashing stars all over the sanctuary. It was a zoo. Not silent at all. But you know what? That's okay. It's more than okay. Because it's great to celebrate the most important event in all of human history. Silent night? Not in Bethlehem either. It was a rather chaotic scene. Mary and Joseph traveling to take part in the census. Everyone was out on the road. It was a zoo. Every inn in town had a no vacancy sign out front. And my guess is Mary was not all that pleased with her husband-to-be, Joseph, because apparently he forgot to make reservations. So they end up in a stable, surrounded by a very interesting cast. There are farm animals, probably cows and donkeys, maybe a few sheep or goats, with their distinct aroma adding to the ambiance. The animals, however, gave off much-needed heat to take the chill off the night. Then add to this, there's no crib for a bed, just a feeding trough filled with straw for the little baby Jesus to lay in. This is a barn, not a birthing suite. And then there are all the scruffy shepherds showing up after visiting hours. They were having a silent night out into the fields, taking care of their flocks, that is, until the angel appeared to tip them off about the event taking place in the city of David. And then suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards all." So the shepherd's silent night was suddenly disrupted by the news from the angel. And then by a great army of angels singing, and they rushed off to see that which had taken place. So this stable in Bethlehem was a busy place, a smelly place, and probably a place that wasn't very silent. It's not what you might hope for. It's not what you might expect for the birth of a Savior, for the birth of a King. My sense is that night was very chaotic, very noisy, a night in which the God of all creation comes to us not as a mighty king that will rule with a great force, but as a vulnerable child that begins life in the most humble of places. You know, we've done our best to clean this image up. Beautiful Christmas cards with pictures on them that make everything look so serene and peaceful. But I don't think that's the way it was. We sing "Away in the Manger" and we claim the little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. Let's run a fact check on that. For some, we seem to have this need to clean up and disinfect and sanitize the reality of what really took place, striving to make his coming more perfect, like some plastic image out of Hollywood. But it wasn't. It was real. And it was messy. And it was human. God became human flesh and dwelt among us. That's messy, noisy. But we want a perfect Christmas. With a perfect tree and perfect gifts, with relatives who all get along and everyone is filled with joy. Good luck with that. In reality, though, we sometimes struggle with this season, thinking of Christmas past, remembering family members that are no longer with us. We're mindful of a broken or damaged relationship that makes us sad. So we need to be reminded that Jesus came not to that which was perfect, but into a world of brokenness and pain and a lot of noise. Jesus came during a tumultuous time in human history. There were wars and rumors of wars. There were power struggles and people living under oppression. Things were not fair and things were not just, but it was just the right time for God to break into our human experience. Not because everything was perfect, but because it wasn't. And we now wait for the second advent, where God will come to complete his work of redemption. So we still live in this time where things are far from perfect, and we still await the full coming of his kingdom, where his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus comes to us in our mess. In the midst of our noise, in the midst of our confusion, Jesus comes into this imperfect world and into our imperfect lives on a noisy night in Bethlehem, in a stable, not a suite. I recently read about a children's Sunday school teacher that heard the Christmas story, and they were asked, she shared with the children the Christmas story, and they were asked to draw what they thought the nativity scene might look like. And one little boy did a really good likeness of Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus. But off to the side, there was this big plump figure that was all dressed in red. And the teacher, thinking that the boy had somehow included Santa Claus in the scene, so she asked him who it was. She wasn't sure whether she was relieved or even more worried when the boy responded, "Oh, that's Round John Virgin." Our picture of the nativity scene is so often influenced by the marketing and the buzz created by marketers who like to hear our cash registers ring. Our impressions of Christmas are often shaped by the images created in our culture rather than the actual accounts given to us in the gospel, where things were messy, smelly, and noisy. So, silent night? I don't think so. All is calm. Well, let's see. Baby born in a stable, shepherds visiting, angelic choirs singing overhead, not calm. But then there are these words that are part of the Christmas text that I think we often overlook. In the second chapter of Luke's gospel, verse 19, we read this: "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." Another version puts it this way: "And Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear within herself." I have to tell you that the most special part of this night for me comes at 12:15 a.m. on Christmas morning. All the services are done. I walk across the street, sometimes in snow. It's dark except for the luminaries around the building. All is dark. All it is quiet. And when I walk over to the mall parking lot to get in my car, I look across the street. Luminaries still burning. It's quiet. It's dark. Snow sometimes falling. We make our way home, or we get on the freeway for an 8-hour trip to be with family. But then it becomes a silent night. It's an opportunity to kind of take it all in. Not only all of the things that have happened and the wonderful services and the beautiful music, coming together the flock to celebrate, but the sense of awe. The sense of awe that we have in our heart when we think about and ponder God's love that came to us in all the noise and confusion of that night. It starts to sink in. In our culture, we seem to like and are drawn to shock and awe, to lights and music and all the activity and noise. But my hope for you this Christmas season is that you will find a way to move from that shock and awe to awe and wonder. That you will find a silent night to ponder and to treasure the meaning of this night and hold it deep within your heart. It's great to celebrate. It's great to be a part of all the busyness and activity and noise of Christmas. But we all need that silent night as well. That time that, as Mary put it, time to ponder the love of God and hold it deeply in our souls. Let's pray. Lord God, this busy season is filled with so many activities and noise. In this season of singing and celebration, help us to find that silent night for our souls, where we can cherish and hold dear the great love of God who became flesh and lived among us, to save us and to show us his ways. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.